FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of this, the Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Welcome to the program. We'll talk to you about anything that might happen to be on your mind. Whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, maybe even something even pop culture. Whatever you want to talk about, you can literally hijack the airwaves and take control at 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's got dozens of women in there of all shapes, colors, ages, sizes. Check them out.
Yeah, check them out, because especially if you're a lady, we want you to go check it out, because we want your picture. We want you to email it to us at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll add you to the Shrine.
And even more than that, we want a validated picture where you're showing up a picture of FTL, like, you know, says something, a sign that says FTL, or you know, Ian's a doofus, anything like that, that just makes us know for sure that you're listening and that you are who you say you are.
Yep, and I've got one right here, as a matter of fact, that we're going to be putting up this weekend. It's going to be ready for
Monday.
Yeah, it'll probably go up late tonight.
She looks like she has dark hair.
It's from Janet, yes, and she's one of our older listeners.
Great.
But she's validated, which is exciting. We're easily excited.
Which means she gets at the top of the list.
That's right. And, of course, if we find out you're a faker, you'll be put to the bottom of the list in the Hall of Shame. So go check it out, freetalklive.com. Again, hour number two, we're here to talk to you about whatever is on your mind. We got some emails that are backing up a little bit. And one of them has to do with a call that was made to the show last night.
I think it was last night, yeah.
Yeah, because Scott was here with us. It was from a young man named, well, Scott.
Yes.
A caller. And he was. We asked him, said he was 14 years old. And he just went off on this rant about, but just babbling about the New World Order,
right,
and the Bilderberg Group and blah, 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 blah.
Right, it's satanic and all that other stuff.
The politicians are Satan worshippers and all the allegations you could possibly imagine that are conspiracy related.
I had a bunch of hard questions for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have a lot of good answers
to
these hard questions.
Well, he's 14 years old.
Granted.
Right.
I think,
and he did not listen to many of our questions either. He wanted to just preach.
Right, he wanted to preach on it. And I think that I generally believe that this sort of conspiracy person, you know, the people that have this, don't want to listen. They want to tell you and preach about
it. Because they know.
And
they know, man, which they know what you're going to say, and they know all the answers.
Right. And it really goes hand in hand with that sort of Christian, you know, the one that can jam their religion down your throat.
It's a good point. The most zealotous Christian.
And I don't call those folks... In his case, I'm not willing to go so far as to say it, and I must admit, I carry a bit of a chip for, you know, the Christian religion, because I was sent to Christian school for such a long time, and I personally consider it to be a silly religion.
Hmm.
Like, it doesn't hold water, as far as I'm concerned.
We could get into that, but let's get to the email here from somebody who didn't want to sign it. I've got an email address, but I don't have actually a name. The person did not put a name at the bottom. Says, I'm writing, and there was no subject line. I'm writing in for two reasons. The first is to commend, spelled C-O-M-E-N-D, your caller Scott for his courage in trying to educate your dumbed-down listening audience,
the whole audience is dumb?
By the garbage that they have to put up with from you, condescending boneheads.
Well, I wouldn't doubt.
I don't think we've ever been called boneheads here.
Yeah, I'm a condescending bonehead, that's fine.
Keep up the good work, Scott. You're right on target. You're spelled Y-O-U-R. You're right on target. Second is...
Right, because it should be a contraction of you are.
Correct. Second is to thank whichever one of you fulfilled Bible prophecy by saying that the Bible is just a book. That was me. And that Jesus is late in coming back. And that was you, right,
yes.
Manwich?
Well, don't you think that... Go ahead.
No. Go for it. What are you going to say?
I know where he's going to go.
Manwich.
I know where he's going to go on this one, and it's the...
Don't get presumptuous like they do, because they always know where
you're going.
Okay,
then go ahead and read.
All right. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 3...
Second Peter, you dimwit.
I'm just reading what he wrote. In the book of
2
Peter chapter 3 verse 2, it clearly states, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming?
Now, Peter really went out on a limb on this one, didn't he?
Oh,
people are going to make fun of us, and people are going to walk after their own lusts and do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. It's like Coming in the end days, there will be people with brown hair and brown eyes. I mean, it's just a stupid thing to say.
So were there not people back in the biblical days that doubted, that, you know, questioned?
Scoffed. Well, not only did they scoff, they throw rocks at you if you're a Christian. I think things have gotten better for Christians. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think Christians run the country, quite honestly.
We have friendly conversations on the phone.
I don't think I can do business outside this radio studio. I mean, if I went out and said, you know, like I got myself a T-shirt that said,
not a Christian.
Not a Christian. Non-Christian. You know, and just wore that T-shirt around, I think I'd have some trouble. But if I wear a T-shirt that says, I love Jesus.
Or if you have one of those fishes.
One of the fish on there. Right? You know, right. You can put the fish on the back of your car. But if I put, you know, a little, I don't know. I had one. I saw one once that there was a rocket ship shaped like the fish, but it said science on the inside. And I like that.
I'm convinced that that there are a lot of scummy people in the world that will put that fish on their business cards.
Yeah.
Just so that they can get
Christians to do business with them.
Yeah, I thought for a second, because I know that when you hire Amish people to do work, they usually do a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking for somebody to do some, I was looking for someone to do a pest control.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to do it myself, just because I just didn't want to get into it. And I thought, well, gee, there's the little Jesus fish. And I'm an atheist, mm-hmm. right? I thought, oh, there's a Jesus fish. These people are probably good people, right? I fell for it. And that was the crappiest company that I'd ever dealt with.
Mm.
They were supposed to come back and they treated the house once, and then there were still bugs later on. We called them back like five more times, and they kept treating. They were supposed to come back two more times during the year to do updates, and they never got back in touch with me. Like, they didn't want my money or something like that.
It's not very good, huh?
Yeah. So anyway, continuing the email, he says, I think that the nail was hit right on the head on that one. Verse 5.
No, it wasn't hit right on the head. I mean, I guess it was hit right on the head, but the head's as big as the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how could you miss the head? Peter says that there's going to come, in the end days, there's going to be scoffers and people that walk after their own lusts.
He says, I must tell you, the only reason I even listen to your trash talk is that Genesis carries you on all their streams, they're spelled T-H-E-R-E, on all their streams for the 1 hour of agony that I have to put up with you guys dropping your IQ on a national talk show. So he's forced to listen to our show, apparently, Manwich.
You can always turn it off.
He can't, apparently, turn it off. It's agony for him. He's in such writhing agony that he can't actually get off his couch and go and put
I'm sure the channel. He does turn it off.
He says, I'm always thankful when the hour is up so that I can listen to someone worth listening to. I will pray that the Lord will turn your hearts from your non-belief.
Please,
so that,
pray for me all you'd like. I think that it sends powerful stuff into the universe. I think that's great.
Okay. And he says, the Lord will turn our hearts from non-belief so that you
don't have a Lord, though. I just want to make that clear. I am the Lord of my own destiny. I'm responsible. If something goes wrong for you, I guess it's Jesus' fault.
He says, turn your non-belief so that you don't have to spend eternity in a hell that you don't even believe
in. Hell is where they really get the Christians.
It's scary.
But it's
fire and brimstone.
It's not clearly defined in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say, don't believe in Jesus and you're going to hell. Now, he does talk about this lake of fire thing, and certainly there's Shiloh is definitely referred to in the Bible, but hell, not clearly defined. This is kind of, I think this is just...
I don't want you to know it's a party.
It ain't no party in hell. No. Hell is a place where God sends Satan, and legendary place that God's going to send Satan in order to torture him for the rest of what wouldn't be time anymore.
That's just what the book says.
What, Satan created?
Well, how do you know?
I don't think there's Satan. That's why.
It's your show, Free Talk Live, and we're pretty much done with this guy's email, but you've got more to say, I know, about this whole hell thing. Well, if you've got a comment, 800-259-9231, this is your show. You can literally take control, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the Saturday night edition. We're here in the studio, and we want to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the live streaming available for you. We've got the high-quality, high-bandwidth stream and the not-so-high-bandwidth stream as well. Those of you who are still on dial-up, you can still listen for free at freetalklive.com. So, more comments on the whole religious hell situation, because we...
I don't like to antagonize the Christians that are listening to the show. I don't really like to do that. I think that... Everybody should be able to make their choices in religion.
To be fair, you're only antagonizing some of the Christians who listen to the show, because we've got Christians listening to this show that love Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know some of them because they call in,
And I'm willing to debate any theological point that anyone right. would like to call in about. I'm fine with that. I don't like it when they read a bunch of Bible verses on the air because sure. I don't think you can use the Bible to prove itself. I think that's kind of weird. I think it's like calling L. Ron Hubbard up and saying, "Hey, L. Ron Hubbard, is Dianetics true?" You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Now, if you can. Obviously, the Bible is difficult to prove with logic and
sure.
And
that's
facts.
Why people believe.
Yes, and
in the Bible,
it really does come down to faith. Mm-hmm. But I think
if there was something
it seems
more
like faith in such a mean God to me.
When you say mean, what do you? What
I just don't think the Christian God is very nice. I think that he's mean. I think that they,
because he's
know,
got a, there's
there
a
at the end of time, he's going to sit in judgment over us, and mm-hmm. you get to go to heaven, and you get you.
Well,
you
he's
have
like a big
to go to
king,
hell,
right? He's you're, we're supposed to be his subjects.
Well,
right?
He's the Lord,
uh-huh,
quote
right.
unquote, and it seems. I don't know, so weird, the whole Jesus came to earth and walked around for 33 years, and he didn't so much as write his name down on a cocktail napkin. How rude.
I thought they said that there's evidence that there was, like, a Jesus or something like that.
In fact, a man named Jesus was crucified. Yes.
Ah, okay.
I mean, but it's history written. I mean, if you can imagine how historians had to compile data back in the early times. I mean, yes, there's I think it's Josephus is one of the historians. And yes, he claims that Jesus lived, but he's only relaying information that has been, you know, passed on. But sure. I think that Jesus did exist. I think that there was definitely a man.
Whether or not he was the son of...
I think David Koresh lived, too.
Right.
And,
whether or not he was
very...
the son of a god is another question. Right.
I think he's as much a son of God as I am.
So, like, yeah, why not have a God that just loves everybody and lets everybody into the party?
It seems like a pretty good God to have.
Yeah.
But, you know, groups are defined by the people they exclude. So it's
great
nice
point.
To be able to exclude people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to exclude people.
Well, I mean, most Christians will tell you that they don't want to exclude anybody, that they want to bring everybody into the fold. I mean, they want everybody to become Christians. Because if not, you're going to hell.
Not all Christians feel that way.
No, not all Christians feel that way, and that's why I wanted to make it clear that not all we're not maligning all Christians per se.
No.
The ones that are willing to listen, we love those kinds mm-hmm. on Free Talk Live. But the guy that called last night, he just wanted to.
I want to make it clear that I don't hate Christianity or anything like that. I just don't believe it.
No, I don't hate Christians either. I don't like it when people get in my face about their religion, but people don't tend to do that. Most people I talk to don't tend, even if they are Christians, they know better than to push their religion on somebody. You know, if I'm interested in becoming a Christian, then I would think they would welcome me with open arms, right? I think it's all in their approach. And there are some of them who respect other people and their beliefs, and then there are some of them, like the guy who emailed us, who believes that if you don't become a Christian, you're gonna perish in the fiery pits of hell. And it's his personal mission to save everyone that he comes in contact with. That's the kind of Christian that I don't get along
a
with.
A lot of Christians do believe in hell. But it's sort of legendary.
But whether or not it's their mission to save everyone in the world is
right.
another question.
Yeah.
I think most Christians are probably busy with their own lives and running their business mm-hmm. or working at the job they work at and putting food on the table for their family.
Yeah.
You know, they're concerned with number one and the people that are immediately surrounding them. They're not concerned with handing out pamphlets to the general public or putting advertisements on payphones.
Well, I don't mind when they do when they do their discipleship thing because they do so much good in the community. But they often talk to homeless people and talk to them about Jesus and then, you know, feed them and clothe them and do, you know, just they do a lot of good things in the community.
I got no problem with that. I mean, that's part of the deal. Like if you're homeless and you want help. Well, there's only so many places you can go get help from.
Yep.
And one of those places is the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the
which
reason
is
called
a church.
Right. The reason it's called Salvation is because it has a lot to do with religion. So, if you're homeless and you want to go stay somewhere, you want to have a cot to sleep on for a night, you want to get yourself out of the gutter, and this is the only option for you in town.
For a night, they put them up for months.
Right. And this is the only option for you in town, then you've got to play along with what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's their property, it's their organization,
they
can run it however they want to.
I don't think they even make their tenants go to church or anything like that.
I don't think they make them. I'm sure there's definitely some curriculum that's obvious.
You can believe there's some Gideon Bibles lying around.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
You can believe that.
I've never actually been inside one of these
I
places. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I did.
You were homeless?
I wasn't homeless. No, I did a story on it.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of took the tour, and I was going to spend the night there. I never quite made that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
just for fun,
just
you were going to spend the night there, see what it was like.
Yeah.
Kind of, but were you going to try and blend in, or were you going to be the obvious reporter journal guy who was there to take notes?
I would have dressed probably like this and just gone in.
Just regular street garb.
But if you notice that the homeless people don't generally dress that badly. I mean...
yeah, okay. The ones you see, sure.
The ones I see, plenty of them, go Salvation Army, you got a shower.
Well, yeah, a lot of people give them clothes. So some homeless people are actually fairly well-dressed.
Certainly not wearing ball gowns or anything.
No. 1-800-259-9231. So if you've got comments, make them. And you can bring up anything as well.
Any other emails?
Talk live. We do have other emails, as a matter of fact. Although, let's see, we got a variety of different topics. How about military recruitment contracts?
I'm interested in that.
This one from Rick.
I'm just concerned they're going to bring back the draft. So
been
devouring these military-type stories.
Right.
Since I've become concerned about that.
Rick says, I just wanted to drop you two young men a line in appreciation of your show. The thing I like best about it, frankly, is its existence. And my renewed faith in the call-in current events talk show format depends on your show's growth and maybe someday lucrativeness. Rick, we're with you. Now that I've got your attention, this regards the topic of military recruitment contracts. I've argued, as I bet you have, that fraud is an inexcusable crime, and laws against it are good and necessary. But what about misleading contracts? When the whole truth is provided, even if small and in legalese, we say that misleading language is in the eye of the reader. Some are misled, and others are not. We hire a translator from legalese, a lawyer, or we meet the writer of the contract halfway, especially when the fine print is as plainly written as it sounded from that excerpt you read. We were talking about how apparently on the back side of military contracts, when you sign up, if you're 18 years old or whatever, and you're signing up for the military, it basically says, we can change the rules any old time we want.
Yeah.
None of the things we've said are promises, and we can change the rules.
Yeah, but you, on the other hand, if you try to leave the base without our permission, you're AWOL. Liable to get shot.
You can't change the rules on us, basically.
Yeah.
So he's saying that the fine print is as plainly written as it sounded from that, except that excerpt you read, probably mandated that way by legislation. Failing all that, we liberty-minded people just chalk it up to our own stupidity and vow not to let it happen again. And then he changes up and wants to talk about Splenda.
Splenda.
The sugar substitute. So we'll get to that coming up. Unless you interrupt the show and literally take control, bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, the Saturday night edition. We're here live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can literally take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Again, 800-259-9231. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org, and that would be well worth your while. If you like the idea of being free, you like big government, stay away from the Free State Project. We don't want you.
No, they're not going to be very happy either, because they're going to be far outnumbered.
Yeah, exactly. That's
don't know what it's like to love freedom in the United States, because those that love freedom are far, far outnumbered by those who want big governments to take care of everything.
Apparently so. I think you're right about that, at least in the public eye. I think there are a lot of people out there, though, that do love freedom, that just feel like it's hopeless, that feel like they're all alone, that nobody, that they do feel that the majority are against them. And maybe it is true that they are, but I really hope it's not, because we're counting on it not to be that way for the success of this show. I mean, because we want people to wake up and realize that they're not alone, that there are other people out there that want to be free, that still believe in the basic concepts that founded this nation.
Mm-hmm.
Individual liberty, personal responsibility, getting the government off of your back, and being able to make decisions for one's own life. Now, as long as you don't hurt somebody else, it's that simple.
Self-actualization.
There is no simpler political philosophy than libertarianism.
No. And it's innate to humans. That's the thing, is you are all about your property, you know, the rights that you have, and it's born into you. There's also this I want to be taken care of attitude that seems to come along, and I think that's what socialism is.
And that attitude comes along because of government programs.
They're confusing.
It fosters it. Government social programs foster that attitude by getting people hooked on things like welfare and
everybody wants something for free. That's the whole greed thing, you know? That's what libertarian plays off of.
Unfortunately,
but this is fair greed, is libertarianism.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. We're going through a couple of emails here, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read your emails live on the air. We will definitely take your phone calls if you make them.
So we're going to talk about Splenda.
Yeah, Rick. He emailed us about a multiple topic email, military recruitment and Splenda. He says, by way of example, he's talking about contracts. That's why. He was talking about the fine print on the military recruitment contract.
Right.
And now he's going to make an example. Recently on the website of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, socialist, there was an item about Splenda. They claim that the slogan, "Tastes like sugar because it's made from sugar," is misleading. Actually, they say Splenda is made with chlorine. Maybe they should say that instead. But who's misleading here? They make Splenda from sugar, not denied or refuted, but they make it with chlorine. This is CSPI's language. I live in a house made with hammers, yet it contains no hammers. And even if Splenda had chlorine, so does table salt, sodium chloride. To mention chlorine in their advertising would be misleading in a direction contrary to the mission statement of the company that produces Splenda. to prosper by making a safe product demanded by grateful customers. That's their mission statement.
Yeah.
I am 45 pounds lighter because of Splenda, and because I was not misled with a word its maker knew would conjure images of pool cleaner and death chamber gases.
That's going to be good.
My schooling...
Splenda seems to be a lot better for people than NutraSweet ever was.
Dude, I've tried it. It's quite good.
It's okay.
I was surprised.
I like sugar better.
Well, yes. Yeah. My schooling told me about sodium chloride, and my memories of my previous dupings, by both manufacturers and activists have given me an informed perspective on both Splenda and CSPI. There has to be some assumed level of self-awareness if we're to maintain our sovereignty as citizens. That's a great point right there.
It is.
If you want to be free, it takes effort.
Yeah.
You have to be aware of not only what's going on in your life, but the political climate that surrounds your life.
To just expect somebody else to take care of you, that's the just beginning of the slope that leads you down to being totally dominated.
Or to expect that someone else will pay attention.
Yep.
I can just go ahead and go to work and come home, crack open a six-pack, and watch TV every night of my life, and there will be somebody else out there who's going to safeguard my freedoms.
Mm.
I'll leave it up to Free Talk Live, or the Libertarian Party, or the Institute for Justice, or etc. I'll just leave it up to those activists. They know what they're doing, and they're paying attention. I don't want to take the time to bother. I'm so busy with my life. And that's where, like you're saying, the slippery slope, that's where the beginning of the end. Because if you're not watching, if you're not, and I'm not suggesting that you go to the state legislature and watch the House hearings. You don't have to be that involved necessarily, but just pay attention a little bit. If everybody in this country paid a little bit of attention to politics, it'd make a huge difference.
It would.
But there are so many people, you made the point, there's some other show that went around and asked people on the street, like, if they knew what the vice president's name was, and they didn't even know.
Yeah, they didn't know the vice president's name. I was amazed. It was like, and it wasn't just a few. It was apparently only like 30% of the United States can tell you the vice president's name.
That's amazing.
30? Well, I think it's 30-something percent, so I'll say 40. 40% of Americans can tell you the vice president's name? Or people in America, I should say, not Americans.
There's probably more foreigners that know the damn vice president's name than that.
Certainly the people that want to become citizens, they have to know all those things. They have to know about the Constitution and, you know, all those other important stuff.
That's one of the examples of one of those little things that you could do. You know, just find out who your vice president is.
Yeah.
Just pay a little bit of attention. I'm not suggesting you need to know what all the school board members are up to, and because there'd be no way for you to track all of it. There'd be no way for you to pay attention to all of it. But damn it, pay some attention to something.
I think that most of our listeners probably do know. Wouldn't you say? I mean...
Well, yeah, if you listen to talk radio, you're a little bit more clued in, but that doesn't say much for most talk radio listeners who listen to either the cookie-cutter conservative talk shows or the left-liberal talk shows, who are basically the same show. They're basically the Sean Hannity and Al Franken... Basically the same show with different
socialists,
slightly different personalities and a slightly different spin on the big government propaganda.
Yeah, how they want the big government to act. See, Sean Hannity wants big government to, you know, pull out a bunch of guns and take over the world. Al Franken, on the other hand, wants the big government to pull out a bunch of guns, point them at you, and take your money away.
So and give it to the poor.
Give it to the poor, or the weak, the downtrodden, and the oppressed.
And to make it clear, on Free Talk Live, we totally support helping the poor. Voluntarily.
Right, we just don't support the government picking up guns and pointing them at anybody.
Because really, the only way to really help the poor is to do it voluntarily. Because the welfare program in the United States, last time I looked at some statistics, I think it was something between 70 and 75% of the money that the welfare program takes in, our taxpayer dollars, 75% goes to the overhead. Goes to the middle class bureaucrats who administer the program.
I'd say they're probably lower middle class.
Those are
the government.
Okay. Those are the prime. Well, no, not if you're collecting a government federal level paycheck. You're doing all right.
Oh, really?
I think the average federal salary is like $60,000+ a year.
I've known quite a few state workers, and they don't make much.
So federal workers are making a decent chunk of change. 1-800-R-CHANGE.
I've got an interesting story about a panhandler that I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Unless it's making me feel bad.
Unless you interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, you can do that, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday night edition, so get on the phones. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented PainX 2000 to the public. The PainX 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The PainX 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the PainX 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a PainX 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If your plans include a new building for your business, church, or organization, don't settle for anything less than the quality of General Steel. General Steel will beat any steel building price of similar size and specifications. A small deposit will get your project started and lock your price in for up to 90 days. And you can delay that delivery for up to 6 months at no additional cost. We can customize your building to meet your needs, and it's engineered for your specific area. Remember, General Steel will beat any steel building price. That's our bottom line promise to you. Some restrictions apply, so call us right now for a free quote. 877-247-1580. 877-247-1580. If you need space, remember, you need the General. Call now. 877-247-1580. 877-247-1580.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, anything that's on your mind. Manwich, you've got a panhandler story coming up. But first, let's go to Tracy in South Dakota. Tracy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I wanted to mention a little clarification to Manwich about Christianity.
Okay, great.
Well, it seems like you thought that he was just a mean God.
Yes, I do.
Well, it is a little more subtle than that. See, heaven's basically simply a place where sin isn't allowed.
Okay.
And so the only other place in the afterlife, then, is to not be in heaven, to be in complete isolation from him.
Okay.
So,
is that hell or not?
Yes. You know, hell is just a place of very desolate loneliness. It's not the fire and brimstone thing, which is, you know, Sheol or Hades.
I've heard this explanation before, too.
Okay. All right. the other thing I wanted to
mention... So it's not the pit that Satan and his angels will be thrown into at the end of time? Does hell exist now, then?
You know, even Christians debate some of that stuff.
Right. I know, and I know all of this stuff. I'm not walking in blind. You know?
Right. Manwich is armed here, Tracy.
All right.
And quickly.
The other thing I wanted to mention was that there is archaeological evidence, in Roman and Jewish literature, too, not just the Bible, that does talk about this stuff. I would recommend the two of you read a book called evidence that demands a verdict by Josh McDowell.
You're going to have to summarize it because I know I'm not going to take the time to read it.
I'm going to look at it. Well, hold on just a second. I'm working on it. I'm getting a pen here. Evidence?
It's called Evidence That Demands a Verdict. He pretty much goes through and talks about archaeological evidence and you know, historical evidence from, you know, eyewitness testimony of people that were there at the time.
I wonder about this eyewitness testimony thing.
Well,
will people lie to get power? Yeah, they
absolutely.
Did Peter and Paul and all these people have power? You better believe that Peter and Paul had power. Paul never even saw Jesus, and he wrote the majority of the books in the New Testament.
Yeah.
That's a little weird, isn't it?
Well, they also got themselves killed for their beliefs, too. Most people don't get themselves killed for a lie. But anyway,
They had a lot of power in the meantime, though,
okay.
And they just lost the war. Hitler got killed for his beliefs too.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that doesn't make him a saint by any stretch of the imagination.
I wanted to mention that if you read the New Testament, you know, and take it to this logical conclusion, I believe that you have to come to the conclusion that Jesus was an anarchist.
Okay, I didn't expect the conversation to go this direction.
Well,
he rendered under Caesar what was Caesar's. I mean,
well, but see, that begs the question. What is Caesar's? See,
apparently that coin in that fish's mouth.
Well, he was in a difficult situation. If he said you had to pay to Caesar what was Caesar's, then people would have been, you know, you're supporting the government that's enslaving us. But
right.
If he had said to not pay to Caesar's, he would have risked, you know, being taken to jail. You know, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Well, but the fact is that logically Caesar doesn't own anything legitimately. Jesus also, you know, the golden rule that a lot of our society is based on, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
I'm all for that.
Well, you know, you can't justify taxation then because nobody would like to have somebody steal your money from you.
Right.
Good point.
A sword or a gun, whatever the case would be.
Yeah, I agree. I've heard that Jesus is a libertarian and claiming he's an anarchist is like a slight modification of that.
Yeah.
And for all that, I have to say I side with you on that one.
There's a lot of Christians who, they support the war on drugs. They support everything. But, you know, when you look at the life of Jesus, he sat with prostitutes and he talked with them and showed them a better way to live. Mm-hmm. He didn't advocate locking them up. And he called tax collectors sinners, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the priest said, you sit with sinners and tax collectors. And he said, yes, I sit with sinners.
So Jesus is not against prostitution. Then.
Well, what about the little guy?
Well, he is. I mean, it is immoral, but that doesn't mean that...
why is it immoral to sell sex?
Well, just because you're... You know,
is there a prohibition in the Bible against it?
Yeah, fornication is...
for fornication, sex should be between, you know, two people.
Yeah, fornication
is
having
sex between two... For the most part, it's usually between two people.
Well, but,
sex is,
you know, cheating, that sort of thing.
Help me understand.
Well, there's a difference between things being immoral and things being illegal. And I just want to leave it at that. You know, he didn't advocate locking people up and caught, you know... stealing and stuff like that, just because...
I say the religion came about by a necessity, and if a man had sex with more than one woman, then you have women who are left with children and no man to care for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. There are definitely valid moral reasons for having those moral codes. I also want to talk about, you know, Jesus, you know, when the devil took Jesus up to the mountain...
Mm-hmm. Tempted him three days?
Well, he said that the devil said that he owned those kingdoms of the world.
Mm.
You know,
Jesus didn't dispute him.
No, and Jesus would know better. Otherwise, you know, it wouldn't be a legitimate temptation if Jesus didn't know that it was true, right?
I guess.
So the fact is that...
It's all very strange, don't you
Satan.
Think?
It's Satan that controls all of the governments of this world.
I'm just curious, Tracy. I know you're a religious guy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it all predicated on what one book says and what people told you when you were growing up? I mean, why is it that that the whole Jesus religion is more legitimate than Zeus?
Well, because basically Jesus did rise again from the dead. And I know that...
Says a book.
Well, but like I said, there is other evidence.
Other evidence generated by people who read the same book, who are looking to fill...
But also historical guidelines from people who were anti-Christian, like the Jewish Talmudic writings and Roman writings, too. My faith isn't blind.
There's evidence of Zeus, too.
Yeah.
There's a pantheon and stuff like that. Anyway,
sure.
Tracy, good call. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Some people... destined to be Christians forever.
No, it was a great call.
Yeah, he's very, very well educated. Anyway, this is your show. You take control. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology, but have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Now, Tracy just called.
Yes.
From South Dakota, Carolina. Mm-hmm. One of the Souths. Anyway, I know for a fact, a member of the Free State Project.
Is he?
Tracy's a very religious guy.
Yeah.
And I'm an atheist. But we're both members of the same organization.
Mm-hmm.
We're both moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And you are as well, man.
Yes. Not an atheist.
And you're not an atheist.
No.
I would call myself
Unitarian?
Okay.
Science of mind is the religion, I believe.
We're all moving there for the same purpose. We're all moving there to make New Hampshire the freest state in the nation. It arguably might already be, but we're going to make it much more so that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we agree, maybe we don't agree on religion, but that's immaterial. Because Tracy's the kind of Christian that's not going to force his opinions on other people. You know, the only reason he calls is because we're a talk show, and we ask people to
please
call.
Please do, yeah.
Yeah.
And I ask people to call and talk to me about religion. I want people to call and talk to me about religion.
Sure.
I
just want to make that point. You were talking earlier in the hour about how we might have offended Christians. And Tracy's an example of the kind of Christian that I would hang around with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would not mind hanging out with someone who who can respect other people's opinions and can have respect for, even if he really does think we're going to hell, Manwich, at least he's not constantly beating us over the head with it.
As long as we know that we're going, as far as he's concerned, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I think there's real distinct differences between varieties of Christian. And it's such an unfair word to lump people into, a category to lump people into, because there's so many different ones that
I
disagree
often use
on
the
things.
Term Pharisee to describe the Christians that want to tell other people what to do.
Hmm. Okay. Why?
A Pharisee is what Jesus preached against while he was here. You know, holier than thou people, Jews at the time. That and they were in fact the people that finally killed Jesus, who was the savior of all the Jews.
Anyway, let's finish up this email from Rick. He is talking about contracts, specifically the military contracts. He says there has to be some assumed level of self-awareness if we're to maintain our sovereignty as citizens. Stupidity is not the fault of the smart any more than poverty is the fault of the rich, despite what UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's recent speech said to the contrary. Do you really expect the military to print, warning, fighting in wars can be dangerous to your health? If you worked in either a marketing agency or a law firm contracted by the military and recommended such language, under what caliber firearm would you be escorted out of the building? The smartest way to show potential recruits both sides of the story is the counter-recruiting effort. Just as a silly and unjust boycott is best challenged by a counter boycott. To call a contract misleading because you don't like the size of the font is to use tactics the right and left use against each other all the time. It's just whining. Rick, thanks for the email. And I agree with that. Doesn't matter how small the print is. It's your responsibility as a sovereign individual, supposedly, to do your due diligence and to find out what that contract says.
I'll tell you, when you sign a contract with the government, you got to be very, very careful because if you sign a contract with some business, the worst they can do is take all your money.
Right.
Government, on the other hand, take your freedom away.
Take your life.
Yeah, I really got to recommend against that whole military thing.
Hour number three is on the way. If you've got something you want to bring up, maybe some sort of topic that you've always wanted to get out on the radio, but none of those other shows will let you, we will. Anything goes on Free Talk Live, whether it's political or personal. You just dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, and we put you on the air. Hour three on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...